Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
It's time for Dana's Dirt. It's brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let them manage your damage. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana with the Dirt.
Well, these two favorites are back together again, getting back together. Julia Roberts and Denzel Washington. They did The Pelican Brief together in 1993.
I actually saw that movie.
I saw it too, and I don't remember anything that happened in that movie. I think, wasn't it based on a John Grisham?
Because
there were a lot of like The Firm and So anyway, they're getting together for a movie on Netflix, a thriller called Leave the World Behind.
It's something
first
to
time
look
back
forward
together
to.
For a while.
Yeah, maybe we'll get more from them. I mean, that's two of Hollywood's greatest actors ever.
Okay,
together.
You can only afford to have these two together on so many projects.
Listen, Netflix has more money than we know what to do.
I don't
with.
Know. I don't know if they do. Carrie Underwood is recording her first Christmas album. It's going to be coming out in September.
Okay, early.
Yes, which is early, but that's great. That's fine with me.
Right.
Yeah, it's her first time doing one. I'm surprised because I know that she did The Little Drummer Boy and she's done some other Christmas music, but never a full album of her own. So she's due for one of those.
Maybe all of them are just done and she's just slapping them on a CD and calling it. It's like, okay, these have been done for a decade now.
I don't know.
I love it though, you know, but it's weird that she's probably sitting there recording and it's in the middle of summer. And how do you get in the mood for White Christmas, you know, when it's 98 degrees outside?
You don't go outside.
Well, then I guess there's that. Turn the AC down in the house.
Nicki Minaj announced yesterday that she is expecting a baby. She married Kenneth Petty last October. This will be her first child. She's 37 years old.
And she looks very pregnant. Like she's kept it secret for a while. It's like 5-6 months along or something. Like she's baby bump.
Where have you been in 2020? Everybody has been indoors for quite some time.
Everyone's hiding a secret baby.
She's just venturing out now. You probably see lots of bumps now.
She's still got to buy new clothes and she's got to check the mail, doesn't she?
No, sweatpants.
Wow.
That's what I wear. Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations, Nicki Minaj. Wake
up. Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
Oh. And the stars.
You know who that is right there?
Shine.
That is the one and only.
Yeah.
Harry Connick Jr. That song is called Stars Still Shine. We're going to talk to him about it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, he is a Grammy winner, an Emmy winner. It's Harry Connick Jr.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so Stars Still Shine. You end up writing this song for United We Sing. It was the Grammy tribute that you did to the unsung heroes. And what was it like going around in that RV with your daughter on the road trip, going around and talking to these heroes?
Well, even without being in the throes of a pandemic, it would have been an amazing trip just because any quality time like that is so great to spend with your kids. But because it was, you know, right at the very beginning when all of this started to escalate, it was just a profound experience. You know, it was weird. We were going from town to town and all of these new rules were in place about social distancing, and we were meeting people who were struggling to put their lives together, and it was heavy, but boy, am I glad for the experience.
So you got to hear all of these firsthand stories from the ones who kept us going over these past last few months. And my sister is a doctor in Chicago, and she was there, you know, on the front line. What was it like hearing those stories? And is it sad, or is it going to be really uplifting to see and hear all of this?
Well, for me, it was uplifting because I wanted to talk to healthcare workers. My sister's actually a doctor as well, and I wanted to talk to those folks. And my sister was the first one that we talked to. She was working at a hospital in Queens. She's a colonel in the Army Reserve. And then everybody after that were the folks who pick up our trash. They clean the hospitals. They're truck drivers. They're really people that you wouldn't normally see on the news, but their contribution to this time is so invaluable. So it was all about being uplifting. We see a lot of stuff on the news that really brings us down, but the song, it's all about entertainment and being uplifting, because I think we get a lot of bad news, and I didn't want to be another person that, you know, contributing to that. I just wanted to celebrate the heroes and make people smile and give them a rest from the bad news they're getting.
Well, and the song is called Stars Still Shine, and it's available for download on all digital platforms. You can get it. And the cool thing about it, too, is that you guys are also donating a lot of the proceeds to it as well, to the Ellis Marsalis Center for Music right there in your hometown in New Orleans.
Yeah, so Ellis Marsalis was my teacher and a mentor. And right after Hurricane Katrina, my friend Branford Marsalis and I founded the Ellis Marsalis Center for Music, which is an incredible facility that serves the underserved population of the Ninth Ward in New Orleans. And sadly, we lost Ellis a couple of months ago from COVID-19. So 100% of the proceeds of this song are going to the Ellis Marsalis Center. So if people download the song, I hope they like it, but they should know that little small contribution is going to an incredible cause.
So we have a tie with you here in Orlando, and I have to mention this because there are so many good deeds that you've done, and you've had an impact right here in Central Florida with something that you did, and that's an organization called Give Kids the World, and they help kids with their Make-A-Wish kind of wishes to help make those come true. And we did a radiothon for them at the end of last year, and they said, okay, so we heard from Harry Connick Jr. in his camp, and he's giving away his float in the parade. So you can be there on that Tuesday, Mardi Gras in New Orleans. We're going to give that away and see how much money we can raise. And he was kind enough to donate that. So we just have such a special place in our heart for you and all the things that we've seen you do over the years.
Oh, that's really nice. You know, I wish I could take credit for any of that stuff, but I'm just doing what we all do and just look out for each other. That's all you can do.
Absolutely.
The song is called Stars Still Shine from Harry Connick Jr. You can download it anywhere and just know that all the money raised right there is going to be going to the Ellis Marsalis Center for Music in New Orleans to help out all those kids. Thank you so much, Harry Connick Jr.
Thanks, guys. Great talking to you, and I appreciate the support.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And now, the Morning Mix presents
Kids Smarts!
Let's meet our child today.
My name is Colton. I am 7 years old, and I am in first grade. I'm from Titusville, and I like Harry Potter, Fortnite, and my family.
Well, this morning, we've got Rhonda out in Ocoee. Good morning, Rhonda. Welcome to Kids Smarts. I asked Colton, our 7 year old. Colton, fill in this blank. In the Lego movie, everything is what? Is he familiar with the movie? Does he know what that is?
Yes.
What's the answer, buddy?
Awesome.
Everything is awesome. Yep. What sea animal has 3 hearts and 9 brains?
Ooh, I don't know if you'll know that one. I don't.
No? Colton, what's the answer?
Octopus.
Nice job. I didn't know it either. All right, next
I'm
one. Peter Parker is the name of what superhero?
Yes, he'll know that one.
What is it, Colton?
Spider-Man.
Yes, sir. Nice job. 3 for 3. And for you, awesome. Rhonda, a $30 gift card to head on over to Five Guys. Thanks for playing Kids Smarts.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go! Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God. I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
Time for today's Daily Dilemma. See if I can help this guy out with what's going on in his family.
Within the last week, all 3 of my siblings, my sister and both of my brothers, have called me wanting to know if they could come down and stay with us for a week or so while they're on summer vacation. I myself have lost my job, and I really need to focus on finding another job and securing employment instead of entertaining family. So I'm wondering, how can I approach this without creating bad feelings or any hostility within my family and tell them that this just isn't really a good time for me right now? I'm hoping you can help me out and give me some words of wisdom.
Here's what I wonder. I wonder if the three siblings all know that he's going through a tough time right now. And he said that they all contacted him like within the last week. Maybe the three of them got together and said, hey, let's go down there and help out and maybe lift his spirits and help with the kids and other things like that.
That isn't what he described.
No, I know, but I just wonder if maybe he's not seeing it that way. I know he says he needs to focus on him right now, but I wonder if that's their best intentions.
Two birds with one stone. Charge him. You could use a little extra money. You need a vacation. It could start a whole new thing for you where you're running a teeny tiny Airbnb.
See? There you go. He doesn't even need a business license for it.
Right.
Just charge the family.
Yeah. Or maybe he could tell them, you know, just be honest, like that it's not a good time, but make future plans.
Right.
Yeah. Like this year, not so good, but next year, let's plan on this, this, and this.
Spring break or summer, or maybe even the holidays. Because it sounds like he doesn't, you know, like want to burn his bridges when he wants to go see them or something. You know, maybe one of them hosts Thanksgiving every year in Vermont. He wants
You're
to go there.
You're just making stuff up
now. I know I am. All right.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Daily Dilemma. He needs to know how to not upset his family by telling them, you can't come visit me right now because I kind of lost my job and I need to focus on me. Laura, you got some advice for him?
Hey, Jay. Well, I would be more concerned about the coronavirus right now than them traveling to visit. Or, you know, that would be my concern. Are they even supposed to be doing that? Do they have to quarantine when they get here? Where are they coming from?
They're quarantining at his house.
Yeah, that's exactly where they are. Right there in his pool.
Yeah, him sitting.
I mean, I guess that's something you have to take into consideration, and the family probably knows whether or not they've been tested or safe or what they've been around or exposed to.
I would hope. I mean, there's a lot of different things, and yeah, it sounds to me like he just may not want to. I don't know.
Yeah, and I guess he could use that as an excuse, too. Maybe now's not a great time for that reason.
That's what I would be concerned with myself.
Thanks, Laura.
Yeah, good luck.
Nathan, what do you think?
Well, I think he's got an easy answer, and he can blame it on everything else. And the main thing is COVID-19. Just tell the family, too dangerous. I'm looking out for you. I'd love to see y'all, but, you know, we're going to have to do this next year.
So just use that as the excuse. That way he can just focus on himself right now?
Yes, sir.
That's a good point. All right. Thanks, Nathan.
Yes, sir. Have a great day. Enjoy the show.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think if anybody's going to understand, it's your family. So if you just kind of let them know, now's not a great time, and they should respect that, and they shouldn't give you a hard time about it, even though they want to see you. So I think that's the easiest way. Just be flat out honest with them.
Mix 105.1.
Can you call 911 if your refrigerator isn't working? The answer is no. You definitely should not do that, or else you're going to end up making the news. But this has a kind of a cool ending to it. There's an elderly woman, and she dialed 911 because she felt like this was a crisis. Her refrigerator wasn't working, and she didn't want all that food to go bad. I understand you don't want food to spoil. So she dialed 911. A lot of times in that situation, you know, they're going to arrest you or something for misuse of 911. Well, when they got out there, she was beside herself. She was really upset. So you know what they ended up doing? They ended up contacting the local Goodwill. They actually had a gently used refrigerator down there. They ended up bringing it to the lady, unloaded all of her food.
Did you really just say gently used?
Yes. Well, that's how they described it.
Okay.
I have sales in my bones somewhere. I don't know. But ended up hooking her up and put the old one out on the curb and gave her that new refrigerator. And now people are rallying up to raise money to buy her a brand new one. And so she didn't end up getting in trouble. They ended up just doing that for her. I just thought that was the coolest story ever.
Yeah, she shouldn't get in trouble for that.
No, not at all. So hats off to the Jensen Beach Police Department and the Goodwill there in taking care of that. A cool Florida story for one.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Are you ready to disagree with me? I might not make any friends when I say this, but hear me out. Change my mind. I'm sticking to my guns. Tonight is barbecue night in my house. When one kid goes away, I let the other kid pick the menu for the week. And we're going to a place where they have a drive-thru, and we're going to get it, and we're going to bring it home. And so when you go through the drive-thru, they have a tip jar at the window that lets you know that tips are appreciated. And if you pay in credit card, then they have the tip line for there. I don't think you need to tip when you go through a drive-thru. I don't tip when I go to Taco Bell or Chick-fil-A, and they do a great job every time. So why should I feel the need to tip here?
To be a nice person.
I understand that.
I tip if I go to, and I'm glad that they change it since I pay with my app. If I go and get coffee, mm-hmm. You can go back later. You only have so much time, though, and that's the thing, to tip. And it doesn't have to be very much. Like, if you have any loose change or a dollar or something, just tip it.
Well, here's the problem. I try and pay in exact cash so I don't have to use a credit card. Because when the credit card comes out and you see what the total is, it's $16, I feel like I have to tip at least 15 to 20% on it.
I don't think you have to tip that much. Just if there's a tip jar out and you can see single bills and change in there. Mm-hmm. Like, just tip a dollar or two.
It gives me anxiety.
I don't really have cash to tip them.
See, and that's usually my problem, too, is I don't have ever
Yeah,
cash.
But you're, like, making a whole big thing out of having the exact amount. Like, well, that seems more stressful than just paying by credit card and putting a dollar or two on the line.
I will go to the ATM today to take out some cash to make sure that I have exact change to when I go there tonight, because I don't feel the need, like... I'm not doing it. I feel pressured into it, like I have to tip you.
Well, you don't have to. You don't have to do anything, but it's a nice thing to do.
I know. There's always that. So let me ask you, do you agree with me or disagree? Maybe you can change my mind on this. Explain it to me. Maybe you are the person that's working that window.
Maybe no one's going to want to talk to such a horrible person.
With you, Jay. I'm with you.
You're with me on this?
I'm with you. Oh,
okay.
Just tip like a dollar or some change. That's all it is.
Because restaurants and stuff, I'm a good tipper. I pride myself on being a good
tipper. But this isn't that. It's not a 15 to 20% kind of thing.
Right.
It's not.
Mix 105.1.
Change my mind if you can. I don't think you need to tip when you go through some sort of drive-thru at casual dining or whatever. I just don't think it's necessary. And when you have the tip line on the receipt, I feel obligated. Leah, what do you think?
I totally disagree with tipping in that. But I still love Dana because she's so sweet.
All right. Thank you, Leah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Trisha, what do you think? Agree or disagree?
I actually agree with you.
Oh!
Wow. Dana, look at this. The phones are just lighting up in my favor.
Come on.
I don't feel like I have to do it. Don't force me to do it. If I want to, then I will. But don't force me.
Yeah, exactly. I get it. Like, I'm in a restaurant. I'm sitting down. And you guys are literally waiting on me. But in a drive-thru, I don't know. I just don't see the point.
Thank you. This is like the best day ever. Thanks. Have a great morning.
You too.
Johnny, who are you siding with here? Are you siding with me on this one? Are you going to try and change my mind? Or you agree with Dana? Tip or no tip?
No tipping.
Thank you.
Come on, Johnny, my man.
I do delivery myself, and every place I go to, I do not get tipped when I deliver the product.
Yeah, and just going through a carryout to get drive-through, when you order at the speaker and then you pull forward and they have that tip jar, I just don't feel like you're doing me any additional service that the person over at Taco Bell or Chick-fil-A or McDonald's did. I don't tip them, so why should I tip you just because it's a little bit nicer restaurant?
Yeah, they're working at a little workstation, the drive-through area. They're not really going out of their way or doing anything extra and beyond. So,
thank you. I was right nervous on. About this, but everybody's agreeing with me
you
so far.
You Scrooges! It's literally change.
I know.
If you've got it, give it. Just some change.
Johnny, thanks for calling. Have a great morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wake up.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.